On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The fabulous is Mr. Rob Center. Our producer takes good care of us. When this interview is done, it'll be on the WKOK podcast page, but through him. He makes this happen. Same with yesterday's show and the On the Mark shows, and he just makes sure everything falls together nicely around here. On the news line with us now, TJ Akey's on the line. You know her as president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. If you're familiar with the chamber, of course, she's filled a number of key roles there until being elevated to president and CEO, I'm going to say, 3 years ago? How about that, TJ?
October 2017.
Oh, 2017. Okay, well, maybe a little bit more than 3 years. Well, congratulations, and lots happens there. And just growing and growing and growing is really what's happening at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. I do want to talk about your tenure there. You've been with the chamber for about 10 years, so we'll do that in a moment. But give our audience some sort of an idea of what the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce is all about, the growth. Give us the sort of the elevator speech related to your good chamber.
Yeah, so a lot of folks aren't familiar exactly when you ask them if they know what a Chamber of Commerce does. And so we always try to help folks understand and realize what we can do. And we can do so much, Mark. Our organization has been in existence for 116 years. So it's not something new. And we currently serve over 520 members, which is a combination of businesses, entrepreneurs, not-for-profits, churches, government organizations, and we're currently covering, we have members in 7 states and 79 zip codes. So, you know, a lot of folks think there's footprints or, you know, regions or barriers, and that's not the case as well. If we have a service that would benefit your organization or business, by all means, you're very welcome and encouraged to join us. And it's just remarkable what we can do. And every day, at least once a day, but usually multiple times, we are so excited to hear from businesses and members that we've been able to assist. And in particular, sometimes it's something so small, but businesses that were really being taken advantage of in regards to COVID and some of the materials they use. For instance, sub shops use gloves. They've always used gloves way before we've ever heard of COVID. And the price of gloves had skyrocketed, and it was really, you know, they were already in despair with less folks coming into their facilities with the different parameters that we were doing to protect folks. And so, you know, things like that, we get a call, we drop everything, and we went into action. Within a few hours, we found the price of gloves to be less than what it was with a particular vendor than pre-COVID. So, you know, we can do really small projects or we can do really huge projects. It's whatever our members need at that moment in time.
Well, and I think that's a great point. You think small enough to help an individual business find an individual product, but you can help me. If I told you today I needed 300 acres, you could hook me up. Or if I needed, let's say, 2 acres, maybe a little bit more realistic, you can hook me up. You know of places, you know already what's there and the price and all that sort of thing.
Exactly. And you know, just like companies, a few years ago, my first shining moment when I was hired, it was thought that I didn't have economic development experience. And that was why they shied away from hiring me initially. And when I first succeeded with a big project, it was bringing nearly 300 acres to be tax-free for 10 years through the governor's program, KOZ. And we saved a business in Union County that was going to move out of state to move to Northumberland County in the industrial park and, you know, just continue to grow and expand and offer really great family wage-sustaining jobs right here in the region versus losing all of those, losing all that tax base. So, you know, we keep our ear to the ground. A lot of folks' businesses maybe aren't real comfortable forthcoming if they have an issue or a struggle, but we kind of keep our ear to the ground and our finger on the pulse of our members, and we'll reach out to them and say, I think maybe we could help you with this or that situation that we believe you're facing. And we have a really great, deep kind of family-like relationship with the 520-plus members we serve.
Well, tell me about that growth. I mean, it wasn't that long ago I thought of your particular chamber, maybe 300-400 members, but just grow and grow and grow. Tell us about all the new members and what attracts them to the chamber.
Yeah, it is so remarkable. So, you know, you get caught up in day-to-day, and I knew that we were growing. Of course, we all did, because we would make goals and we would achieve them. But a few months ago, I sat down and just started crunching some numbers, because we keep a really good database. And when I started 10 years ago exactly today, we were in the low 200s as far as members that we served. And so I went through all of our reporting and was just completely shocked that we had grown at the rapid rate that we did. And we had grown consistently the last 10 years. We've never just stayed, you know, steady. We've never fell back. We've grown the last 10 years. And overall, for the last 10 years, it was at a rate of 85%. And, you know, in our industry, that's unheard of. And there's a key component to that, too, is retention, because you don't want to just grow. You want to retain as well. And our retention rate at its lowest point in the last 10 years was 88%, but it's typically 90 or 92%. And I always aim to make sure that my team and I do not lose focus, that we still keep those relationships with those members that we have served long term, and also, you know, the new members as well. You don't want to just direct all of your energy to the new folks. You got to balance it evenly, make sure everyone gets an even playing field with our time and resources.
Oh, real briefly, the 10-year anniversary, congratulations. Just a remark about that tenure you've had there.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like I said, time flies. And when I started at the Chamber 10 years ago today, to be bluntly honest, I had absolutely no idea what a Chamber of Commerce was. I heard there was a job opening, and I wanted to make a career change. I did a little research online, and I had been coming from a manufacturing world and engineering where, you know, the housing industry had plummeted, and I was being displaced and wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And it was perfect, because I had just seen a company with hundreds of employees being displaced, and that really pulled at my heartstrings. So to have an opportunity to even play a small part as an office assistant in an organization that helped keep our region here and keep it busy and, you know, forthcoming. So I was really excited, but I was content in my roles. I changed roles a few times in the organization, but when the president's opportunity came, I wasn't 100% certain if I would have what it took, and I didn't apply until the very last night of the deadline, and just figured, what the heck, I'll take a chance. And most folks don't realize that it was a nationwide search. They had over 85 applicants, and I was not the first choice. And so, you know, I was told I didn't get the job, and then a few days later, they said the individual who was offered the job decided to opt out, and they decided to give me a chance. And like I said earlier, they didn't think I had economic development experience. So I'm the kind of person, if you tell me that I lack something, I am going to work incredibly hard to change that. And so I did. And my very first project was what I spoke about briefly earlier, was the KOZ project, you know, saving businesses, the new Pinpoint Federal Credit Union location on Ferry Street in Milton that'll be opening this month. That happened as a key part, because we helped them get a part of the KOZ tax rebates and so forth and tax forgiveness. So it's really cool. You know, the new Dollar General store in West Chile Township is something that we got to play a part in. And when you see those projects come to life, it really makes you feel good about the efforts that you put into them. But over the last month here, we've been recognizing projects and moments that I've had in the last 10 years on our Facebook page, and I don't know what they are until they come up on Thursday morning, and it really, really makes you feel prideful, a little embarrassed of how green you were, young, and how young you were. But I am so honored and blessed to be doing something that I think I am excelling at, and I love to make a difference, no matter how small or large, personally, and this allows me to really grow on that.
Well, yeah, just to increase chamber membership, $300, they should have just given you that challenge when you walked in the door. Then it'd probably be about 600 or more new chamber members now. Well, you got a big year planned ahead as we recover from the pandemic. One of your big jobs now is helping employers find workers. Tell about this process.
Yeah, so, you know, we've always taken the initiative to, when our members need employees, to promote those job openings on various aspects of our marketing capabilities. It's one of the member benefits. But that just hasn't been enough. Even before COVID, we consistently reach out to our members and ask, you know, what keeps you up at night? What are your pain points? And for years, it's always been a consistent, steady workforce who is, you know, very dedicated and has a good work ethic. And the cost of turnover, no matter what kind of business you're in, you know, it really can be detrimental if you have a continually revolving door on employees. So I went to a virtual, of course, job workforce summit last year in July, and I heard a gentleman speak, and he spoke of a way that he was trying to make a difference in his community, and it just stuck with me. So I reached out and tried to make some connections, and we're doing something totally different. Everyone has a different aspect of how they want to help with the workforce shortage, and there's not really a shortage, just a matter, I think, of matching the right people, if you will. So last week, a week ago today, we partnered with our very first of many to come re-entry job fairs. A lot of folks don't realize there's an untapped workforce of individuals who may have been incarcerated, that are on probation or parole, and you know, they are, from the moment they are incarcerated, the goal of our facilities in the state of Pennsylvania is to make sure that they're job ready when they're released. And so that is something we're really taking very seriously. We have some great key partners, and last week, like I said, was the very first of many to come job fairs for employers to connect with these individuals. And many don't realize that there are some very incredible benefits to hiring and giving somebody a second chance. And so we're educating our members on that as well. We have some great connections with the workforce development specialists at the state level. And we're getting some folks educated, and if they're comfortable, to take second chances. And there's a lot of individuals who have over the years that we didn't know about and have had nothing but sheer success.
And you also are helping individuals with continuing education this year. We hear Leader Cast is coming back. I was all signed up for it last summer and ready to go, but of course it had to be canceled. So Leader Cast is coming up. We have about a minute left, so make a pitch for folks to consider that.
Absolutely. So Leader Cast is going to happen this August, and the theme this year is the shift. And most major shifts in order, you know, we have to make these, we have to realize to make a major shift in order to achieve our purposes. You know, we're going to hear from top leaders who've experienced disruptions in their businesses and their lives and share how they've shifted and made their organizations better. And we're going to get to hear some life-changing takeaways from over 10 great leaders. You know, there's nothing more accurate than to say that we've all had to make many shifts during the past year with COVID. And so that's the key with this seminar and training. And it is the one-day world's largest training seminar. So it will be available to our members and also to the general public as well.
All right, we'll get signed up when the time comes, and you keep us up to date. I'm going to check in with you at least monthly and follow all of these topics. So there'll be a lot more to say about the Chamber's current work in the months ahead. But thanks for this great glimpse of the past 10 years while you were there, and a little bit of a snapshot of all the people who have thought big over 100 years at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber. So, TJ, thank you so much for the check-in, and we're surely going to talk again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark.
TJ Akey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Of course, they're based up in the Milton, Montana region, but they serve a broad footprint around here with, I'll just tell you, relationships and resources and whatever businesses need around here. They're there with that. CentralPAChamber.com if you want to contact TJ or the rest of the staff.